Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Social isolation and keeping your distance, that's what you're going to be talking about today. And the fact that there's a cohort of people out there who evidently are showing little regard to the Department of Health's advice at the minute. There were gangs of people out and about all weekend enjoying the weather. And look, I don't blame you. It was a great weekend. The weather was fab. But at what point are people going to stop and listen to the advice? And absolutely, the very vast majority of people right across the length and breadth of Ireland are sticking to the advice. They aren't meeting up with their friends. They are going for walks on their own. They're keeping their 2 metre distance. But there is a group of people who aren't doing that. And I saw it myself over the weekend. I went out for a run and a walk on Saturday and Sunday, just on the road, on my own. And the amount of people, and they're not just teenagers, they're not just children who are out and about, clearly hanging out with friends. I mean, there's people of all age groups that look like friends who are meeting up to go for a walk. They're on the footpath and they might as well be holding hands. They're that close together. There's no 2 metre distance in between them. The Department of Health, the HSE, are advising us not to to gather, not to congregate in large groups. And it was evident right across the length and breadth of Ireland. I saw footage of ice cream vans on beaches. I saw families heading off for picnics in hugely overcrowded, packed areas. Glendalough, for instance, the car park there had to be closed on Sunday due to the number of cars that turned up. People have to listen to the advice. They're being asked to listen to the advice from the Department of Health, from Tony Houlihan, from the Health Service Executive. We want to hear from you this morning. Were you out and about over the weekend? Maybe where did you go? Were people keeping their distance? What did you see? Is it time maybe for stricter measures to be brought in? You know, because there is a group of people who just aren't following the advice. We want to hear from you this morning. You can let us know your view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And you can also get us on Twitter as well today at BreakfastNT. That is the story on the front of the Irish Times and also on the front of the Independent this morning. For instance, the headlines there, some public spaces may close to enforce social distancing. This is the Irish Times health editor Paul Cullen writing this morning that Gardaí and local authorities may be told now to close the public spaces where social distancing isn't being practised, and it's under new measures that are being considered to limit the spread of the coronavirus. And the new movement restrictions, which may be applied to areas like your beaches, your parks, your caravan parks that become overcrowded, are going to be considered by the National Public Health Emergency Team, and they're going to be considered tomorrow. And the proposals have been drawn up, and it follows what I just mentioned there at the outset, concerns that large groups of people who were gathering at the beaches and in the mountains and in walking routes, and they did so during the fine weather. And the emergency team is also likely to recommend the extension of the current restrictions that are in place on mass gatherings and the closure of schools beyond the 29th of March. That's something you're going to be hearing more about today. It's also the story that's going to dominate tomorrow. As I mentioned, the National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting tomorrow. But we want to hear from you today as well on that. Do you agree with the suggestion? Do you agree with the proposal that possibly public spaces, the beaches, the walk routes, any of these areas, should they be closed at this stage? We want to know your view this morning. You can get us as well on Breakfast NT, or you can also text us with your suggestions. That's also the story in the front of The Sun and The Mirror this morning. Madness and stay home and do the right thing. The headlines in both of the two tabloids there this morning. The other element of this story, though, that you're going to be hearing about today as well, and that's the backlog for testing. More than 40,000 people are still waiting to get a test to see if they have the coronavirus. And the average delay now, according to the Irish Times this morning, it's 4 to 5 days just to even get the test. HSE officials saying yesterday that they're adding to the time it takes to process the test. Many patients are also waiting a week to find out if they have the disease. And acknowledging the delays, the HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid said that 40,000 testing kits that were being distributed at the moment, 20,000 and more would also be available from Wednesday. And he said the HSE is in advanced negotiations with China to secure another 100,000 testing kits, and the tests will be available at 41 different centres right across the country from tomorrow. The other angle to this story on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning that you're going to be hearing much more about, it emerged over the weekend, and this is a plan to guarantee wages. It could cost €4 billion. The Examiner reporting this morning that the plans to guarantee the wages of hundreds of thousands of workers who've lost or will lose their jobs because of this crisis could cost the Exchequer up to $4 billion. And as the economic impact of this is continuing to grow, the government now weighing up some different proposals from the trade unions and various different employers groups. But the momentum is behind what would be a fairly unprecedented package, and it grew yesterday after a dramatic U-turn by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday night when his Conservative administration had embraced an income support scheme in which the UK government is going to pay 80% of the wages for workers who face losing their jobs. And back home here, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, the ICTU, they represent about 600,000 staff in the Republic, a further 300,000 in the North, who will benefit from Boris Johnson's announcement, said the proposal for the government is based on a Danish plan of about 75% split, under which a 75% contribution comes from the government and 25% from the employer. You can let us know your view on that this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. But we do want to go to some of the other stories that you're going to be hearing about this morning as well. Story in the front page of the Irish Examiner today. Taoiseach told not to go down dark alleys. Kevin O'Neill writing this morning that more than 200 emails were sent to Leo Varadkar's office in just 4 days. And it was after plans to commemorate the RIC and the Dublin Metropolitan Police were made public. And in the majority of cases, these were sharply critical of Leo Varadkar and the plan, with many promising never to vote Fine Gael again if it went ahead with the proposals. But one email sent on the 9th of January, according to the Irish Examiner, threatened Leo Varadkar, warning him not to go down dark alleys. And the emails were released to the Irish Examiner under a Freedom of Information request. And there's more on that story. Also a special report inside pages 6 and 7 of the Examiner this morning. The other story I thought was interesting, page 15 of the Independent this morning. It's a plan to make Moore Street in Dublin like the famous Las Ramblas Boulevard in Barcelona. Moore Street could rival some of the world's most famous streets in the world, like Las Ramblas in Barcelona, if it's developed with vision. This is according to Dublin historian Barry Kenrick, and he said that Dublin needs a Camden Market of its own, referring to the famous market in London, which has evolved to become an important nerve centre for trade. And really interesting interview, interesting comments, and the suggestion that perhaps Moore Street in Dublin could become that central point in Dublin, like Las Ramblas in Barcelona. You can let us know your view on that story this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. The story, though, that caught my eye today, also in the Independent this morning, strip loin steaks, Coke Zero and Red Barry's tea only. Subversive prisoners draw up their shopping list. This is Ken Fox writing this morning that strip loin steaks with pepper sauce, Coke Zero instead of regular Coke, and only the Red Barry's tea ahead of any other brand. These were among the special items ordered by subversive prisoners at the country's maximum security jail. And under special arrangements for jailed Republicans at Portlaoise Prison, inmates can order in any food and drink they like from the local shops, except for alcohol. And order sheets obtained under a Freedom of Information application that detail how they enjoy regular feasts at the jail, although the bills must be paid by the prisoners themselves. Now, one shopping list from last October looked for no fewer than 28 strip loin steaks, which were on special offer for €6. Prison officers were advised that other types of steaks that might be there or available, they wouldn't do. Also listed in the shopping list were 7 bags of onion rings, 3 nets of onions, 7 punnets of mushrooms and 30 cans of Coke. And the prisoners also planned to cook up some cake for dessert as well, seeking 2 bags of brown sugar, 2 blocks of butter, 2 bottles of cream and 10 large vanilla ice creams. And they also looked for 2 large bags of Maltesers or Whispers if they weren't available. And those details, the shopping bill came to €273, according to the records released to the Irish Independent, and was part of several thousand euros spent over the course of 3 months late last year. There's more on that story, page 15 of the Irish Independent this morning. Just finally, some of the other stories as well out today. It's back to coronavirus, but a little bit of positivity, and it may not be Christmas, but in the UK, fairy lights are, of course, known for the Christmas time of the year. But it appears that some people across the UK and right across the globe have started to bring back the fairy lights outside their houses and inside their houses in an effort to try and bring a little bit of cheer and spread some positivity during this particular time. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.